that the Lord has said will we do, and be obedient.
Joshua, a young man of many talents, was appointed minister to Moses.
You sent for me, sir?
Yes, Joshua. God has called me once again to go up in the mountain to meet him. You, as my minister, are to accompany me.
Me, sir?
You, son.
Did God ask for me by name?
Of course.
God knows me?
Certainly. God knows all creatures by name. He numbers the very hair on your head. He knows when even a feather falls from a bird.
But this is different, sir. It's me. God asked for me personally by name.
You have a wonderful future, Joshua, my son, if you will continue to obey the precepts of God's law.
I will, sir.
I'm sure of it. However, if you forget, if you fail, if temptation becomes too great, you need do but one thing, and God will send a whole legion of angels to your aid, if need be.
Ask him?
That's right. Just ask him. But you do have to ask him. You have to be sincere about it, and you will receive the help you need, and more.
With that kind of help, I just can't fail.
And you're no more privileged than anyone. Everyone ever born into this world, or anyone who ever will be born, can have the same kind of help simply by asking for it. Always remember that, Joshua, my son.
I will, sir. I will.
Right now, though, I wish you'd locate Aaron and Hur. Tell them I wish to confer with them and with the 70 elders yet today.
Yes, sir.
As all of you know, God has already called me up into the mountain several times. He has now called me once again. This time God said unto me, come up into the mount and be there when I call thee. Thee and thy minister Joshua, and I will give thee tables of stone with the commandments that I have already spoken unto thee.
How long will you be gone, Moses?
That's what I want to talk about, why I've called this meeting. I'll probably be gone some little time, and you 70 elders will continue to function as you have in the past. Beyond that, Aaron will act in my place. Hur will assist him. Is that clear?
It is, sir. Yes, we understand.